Madabada boy side lessons from the lave here in Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Korach. However, Parshas Shlach in Chutz Laretz, and I am about to get on a plane and go to Chutz Laretz and hear Shlach for the second time. What a great schutz. And we'll catch up in a few weeks to Eretz Yisrael. So I thought we would share a lesson that applies to both of the Parshios. Of course, recognizing that I am in the Inyan of Parshas Korach. But I think this Dafka, this lesson, is one that hopefully will take us through the summer. Mitzvah Hashem already, I hope, already next week will be our last of our shiurim that is done alone. And Mitzvah Hashem will be joining the Kobi Kolo for some wonderful Torah. I want to dedicate the shiur, L'zecha Nishmas, my dear grandmother, Fega Rasmus Kolmas Kalman. Last week was my other grandmother's yurtzeit, Chana Livsha Basar Bel Dov, each a week away from each other. And both taught the great lessons of what it is to be a matriarch or the family. The strength and the emuna that they had is certainly something that takes me to who I am today. Her neshama should have an aliyah. The pasuk in Parshas Korach, and I promise you we will relate this to Shlach as well, is Vayhi baboker, v'hine perach mata aron lebeis levi v'yotzo perach v'tzitz. There was a tremendous challenge by Korach ve'Edosoi, dafka because of what happens in Parsha Shlach, dafka because of the hysteria of the Bechiya B'Doiros that we unfortunately commemorate until this day every Tisha B'Av. And there was a lack of faith in the Ribbono Shalom. There was a lack of faith in leadership. They wanted to literally stone Yehoshua and Kalev, because they had a positive report. And now Korach picks up on this. Korach wanted to do this for many years, but he saw the opportune time. And he made some absolutely ridiculous, crazy ideas of why he deserved to be the Kohen Gadol, and ridiculous accusations against Moshe and Aaron. And it's just quite amazing, as we see in Parsha Shlach, that when somebody's blinders are on and their central focus is not where it should be, and they're ma'ayin too much in it and don't remember the Ribbono Shalom, right? We spoke about this morning in the WhatsApp group. Lo sasuru achrei levavchem is from the same word, latur saaretz. It's exploring. When you're a visitor in Eretz Yisrael, you're coming for the first time in a few years, everything's amazing. But even that, we say when it comes to the Parashat Tzitzis, and it's the summer, Lo sasur achrei levavchem. Train your heart so that your eyes don't even think to look at what is not appropriate. But they follow this terrible eitz of Korach. And it clearly makes no sense because he told them things that Yalkut Shimoni quotes, for example. The Yalkut Shimoni tells a story about these scorners who came and mocked Moshe and Aaron. Was Korach, the session of scorners, says the Yalkut Shimoni. And he gathers everyone and tells the story of these crazy two that are Kohanim and seemingly take everything for themselves. This poor woman, a widow in the neighborhood, she owns a field, she owns a donkey, and now they say to them, well, if you're plowing the field, you know you can't mix seeds. You know, you have to do leket and shichacha and peya, truma, maisris. And this goes on, so they decide not to do that, they do something else. And of course, recognizing that we're in Eretz Yisrael now, the story can't be true. We're not in Eretz Yisrael now. This didn't happen in the Midbar. Mrs. Atzilus Baretz, obviously our only Baretz. But they believe what they wanted to believe. So one of the ways to show the greatness and the proof that Aaron was who he was this miraculous miracle where Hashem shows who is the true Kohen Gadol. And this lesson would prove once and for all who the leader is. Each of the leaders of each of the Shvatim placed a staff in the Mishkan, but Aaron's mate representing, of course, Shevet Levi. And a miracle happens. The nes happens, and Aaron's matah sprouts flowers and almonds, signifying that he and his Shevet are the chosen ones. The Rashbam on this pasuk notes that there are two aspects of this nes, two aspects of the miracle. First, it's miraculous that a stick made out of dry wood, it wasn't in the ground, would suddenly sprout flowers and almonds. Secondly, the flower usually falls off as the fruit of the nut begins to develop. However, in the case of Aaron's staff, his matah bore flowers and almonds at the same time. What's the significance of this? So we will share Rav Asher Weiss's idea of why he believes that it is special. But before that, I cannot continue without being reminded and remiss over the words in the introduction to my Rebbe Sefer Perech Matah Aaron. Rav Aaron Halevi Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explains why he called his Sefer Perech Matah Aaron. And he says, Karati la Sefer Azeh, lechibur Azeh, b'shem Perech Matah Aaron, mishum shtei tamim. Atam HaRishon, who? The Pasuk in our parasha. V'hashkedim, that the Shkedim come in two different forms. Almonds come in the form Shkedim Shemotziim Mitzmar. They have a bitter taste to them, a bitter juice. V'shkedim Shemotziim Mitzmatok. And isn't it true that Kolish B'derech Hayav Menaseh B'chol Minei Nisyonot? We are challenged with great challenges. Nisyonos Matokim Nisyonos Marim. Positive, negative challenges. Some are sweet, some are bitter. But that's life. We have to be strong. The Ruach Adam Rimomim and Snafsho. To realize that it's Hashem that is challenging us. And quote unquote, He has our back. And certainly Rav Aaron in his life was challenged with that challenge. Had a stroke and continued for years and years. It's quite amazing. No Rosh Hashiva that I'm aware of who was well. He had a stroke that caused his left side of his body to be paralyzed. And was Rosh Hashiva of two yeshivas, one in Chicago and one in New York, and traveled every week to teach his students in both YU and go back to his home in Yeshivas Brisk. And through those challenges, we saw how happy. The moment he sat and taught Torah, the shaking that he had constantly stopped. This was the Shkedim HaMatukim that the Ribbono Shel Olam provides. But he also speaks about, as Rav Aaron would speak about very often, the concept of Chovas HaLevavos. And he explains, based on the Medrash that speaks about the Chalom of the Sar HaMashkim, Gefen Lefanai, the Midrash says, HaGefen Lefanai Elu Yisrael, Geshen Shepricha Miyad HaNitziah. Generally, the way that it works is that you have a flower, the flower then becomes like my pomegranate tree, and then the flower develops. I remember the first year we had the pomegranate tree, we thought we got gypped off by our Arab gardener. And we thought that he just gave us a tree with flowers because there were these gorgeous flowers that start. And I looked it up. I said, wait, those are the flowers. And then they become into, of course, beautiful pomegranates. Avalkana perech ve'apri natu be'ozozman. And therefore, Rav Aaron says, l'fi dati ha'prachim misamlim. They're a semel, they're a sign. Al chovas halavavos. Ve'apri misamel al chovas ha'ivorim. Hashi'ifah shel kol ish mi Yisrael tzricha liyot l'dakdek gam b'chovas halavavos v'gam b'chovas ha'avarim. Kol Yehud Yisrael l'shtamesh v'higayon ha'sichli shelo. He should use his mind. Misamel al chovas ha'avarim uve'agon b'nosei min ha'lev shumisamel al chovas halavavos. Rav Aaron would often refer to the idea of logic of the mind or logic of the heart or another of his sfarim.
The Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, Aaron HaKohen wore beautiful, splendor garments. These beautiful garments showed the cover Lucifer's who he was. But he wore the tzitz on his head, the choshen on his heart, because any halacha must come with both of those. It's what you know in the knowledge, but it's the heart. And oftentimes I had the schus of asking many shilas to Rav Aaron, and the answers came from the heart. He spoke about what the situation was, and sometimes would say to me, this is the way I paskin for this time only. Don't tell anybody else. It's not for them. It's for you only, for the situation you're in. And this Rabbeinu Bachaya in his Hakdama to Chovos HaLevavos speaks about the idea as well of how we have to work on Chovos HaLevarim, Chovos HaLevavos. We know Mitzvos HaIvarim, Shehem Mispar Yadua, Kamotariag Mitzvos. However, Mitzvos HaLevavos, Rabbos Mo'od, Ad Ki, you can't even count them. As the Shulchan Aruch writes, Ezepula asura midorais of Ezepula asura midorabanan aval lokan b'chovas halavavis. That's chovas ha'evarim, what we physically do. Shakula nechals b'mitzvah v'alachta b'dorachav. Giving the Rabbanu Shalom a nachas v'kulon he midorais. Is this what the Rabbanu Shalom wants from you now? And it's remarkable because sometimes you can have a person doing a mitzvah and violating chovas halavavis, because that's not the Rabbanu Shalom wants me to do. I'm about to get on a plane soon. So you have that question about the minion on the plane. People that are blocking or Nebuch, the airline saying, please don't daven now. That's not the way of the Rabbanu Shalom. Certainly during Corona, we remember this. Closing the shuls down, because that is the Ratzon of the Rabbanu Shalom now. I think in a very similar vein, Rav Asher Weiss explains the following. There are two aspects to Aaron's role as Kohen Gadol. On the one hand, it was l'chavod ha'tefaris, the outwardly display. I think this is exactly chovas ha'avarim, chovas ha'levavos. The psukim tell us that by wearing glorious garments made of gold, tcheles, precious stones, the Ramban explains, these were the clothing of great kings of the time. And so too, the Kohen Gadol would wear the same. On the other hand, and more significantly, he refers to the korbanos that atone for Bnei Yisrael and disseminate Torah amongst them. As the pasuk tells us in Malachi, ki sifsei kohen yishamru das v'torah v'yivakshu mipihu. The lips of the kohen should safeguard the knowledge, and you should seek the Torah from his mouth. Korach envied the glorious garments of the Kohen Gadol, the honor that he had, what we might call the Choves Evarim, the physicality of it. Aaron was zeicha to the priestly garments as a result of his constant effort to work on his midos. When Aaron passes away, there's a bechia, She'ein kamohu, because he worked not only on improving his oyev shalom v'roydev shalom, that everyone should have shalom. He went to help other people to teach Torah and to serve Hashem in holiness and tahara. The Pesukim tell us, right in the beginning of Sefer Shemos, that when Aaron was informed his younger brother Moshe would be the king, the savior of Bnei Yisrael, Aaron HaKohen himself was that savior. How could it be? Moshe was actually nervous. What would be the reaction? And what's quite amazing is what the Pesukim tell us. The Pesukim tell us that in fact, he was ecstatic. He was overjoyed for his brother. Overjoyed for his brother. That's an unbelievable sighting. Vayichar af perik dalet shmos pasuk yedalet. Vayichar af Hashem b'moshe v'yomer halo Aaron achicha halevi yadati ki daber He knew this would happen. Yidaberhu v'gam hinehu yatsa dekrascha v'rascha v'sameach b'liboy. Ah, that's an Aaron. Yes, Moshe feared, Rashi tells us, that the joy that Aaron has for his brother is so relevant for who Aaron would become, for those midos, for the character traits, that is his reward for his selflessness was meriting to wear that Ketzos HaChoshen, which Korach so much chalashed over, but only the physical he wanted. Not what Aaron wanted. Mishom Zocha Aaron, says Rashi, Le'edas HaChoshen. Because it wasn't like Moshe thought that he would be upset. He was the older brother. He should leave Klal Yisrael. No. He was happy that this is what his brother was chosen for. So too, each of the begodim of the Kohen is machaper for another thing. The Gemara tells us in Zevachim, for example, that tzitz atones for brazenness. The ephod for Lashon Hara. The belt for impure thoughts. The turban for arrogance. V'chulu v'chulu. Every time Aaron would put on these garments, he would remember each of the garments he was wearing. He says, I need to work more on this. I need to be better. I need to stop speaking Lashon Hara. I need to not have impure thoughts. Without the choyvas halavavois, without the inner service of the heart, the outer display would just grander shallowness and worthlessness. Koch just wanted the honor. He wanted the parking spot that said Kohen Gadol on it. He didn't want to improve his character traits. And therefore, of course, his bid to become Kohen Gadol was doomed. And these flowers, says Rav Asher Weiss, on Aaron's mata, represented the outer blue beauty, the honor, the splendor of what it is to be a Kohen, to what it is to serve in a Mishkan and a Beis HaMikdash. And the almonds represent the fruit of the beauty, the benefit of the substance, the meaning of the outward display. But Yehuda Alevi composed a poem in which he said of the Greek philosophy, do not be swayed by the wisdom of the Greeks, which has only flowers but no fruit. In other words, it seems graceful and beautiful from without, but has no substance within. To symbolize Aaron's singular greatness in both aspects of his kahuna and the perfect balance of his midos, both inner and outer display, the Rebbeinu Shlomo makes his mata blossom flowers and almonds together, thus proving for generations the position of the Kohen Gadol. But we can further say that this is exactly the connection between the parshios of Shlach and Korach. You see, it's the complaint that we are ants in the eyes of the Goyim. They are giants. This is exactly what Korach picked up on. Wouldn't you think that there was a chutzpah gadol for Korach, after everything that Moshe and Aaron proved to Bnei Yisrael, to challenge? Guess what? Korach picks up on this and says, they're ants, they're nothing. So what? They're human beings. I could be Kohen Gadol too. I could be leader of Klal Yisrael too. Pretty amazing. The Zohar teaches us that in the Siyam were blinded, and their report was so jaded because they knew that when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they would pick new Nesiyim. So they were going to lose their jobs. Even though their jobs would not be that bad, they would still be the Nesiyim Emeritus. They would get tremendous cover, but not the cover the other person would get. Person could sometimes go to shul and say, it's a regular shot. I don't know what I need an aliyah or not. But then he sees who gets the aliyah. He says, I couldn't get an aliyah. All of a sudden, he didn't care about the aliyah. Now all of a sudden, he saw somebody else got it. Korach picked up again on this idea of the Nesiyim. And he said, why can't I be Kohen? I have to be Kohen Gadol. He was going to be Kohen. He was Yosheva Levi. No, it wasn't good enough for him. He took the lessons, the incorrect lessons from Parsha Shlach and made this huge error and mistake. The lesson for the summer is obvious. We have to work on Lo Sasur Achrei Levavchem Lechrei Nechem. We have to work on focusing our hearts, our inner, our chovas halavavos, on chovas evarim, on what our eyes, the physicality of what we see, of what we touch, of what we feel, of how we talk. But it's all based on the heart, the chovas halavavos. And as Rav Aaron says, that is the ultimate goal. The midos, who the person is, the imitation of the Ribbono Shalom. That's the ultimate level. That's what the Ribbono Shalom is asking of us. That we have both, that we don't just do the mitzvahs out of rote, because they don't mean anything if we do it out of rote. We have to imitate the race of Ribbono Shalom of Halachta B'Drachov. Is this what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants of me? Not the technicalities of Allah and say, well, it's not going to be mixed swimming. I won't go in the pool. I'll just hang out on the beach. This is not what your heart wants. Chovos Lavovos, Chovos Yevorim. What it is to be a true Kohen Gadol. It's not the outwardly covered. This is the tremendous lesson of the parshas of Shlach and Korach. We should be zoiche to take this summer. Be Mekadish the summer. Show how we walk in the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam, how our hearts control us, not the physicality of it. Should be zeicher to have only Pesoris Tovus for all of Klal Yisrael and bring Nachas to the Ribbono Shel Olam, who shall bring Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehreyameinu.